Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. It's so good to see you.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. Let's learn together today. Today's topic is mystery.
And the title of our lesson is, Where's the Lunch Money? Where's the Lunch Money?
Hey Peter, what are you having for lunch today?
I made my own lunch today. I'm going to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I even brought some chips. What about you, Pauline?
Ooh, that sounds really good. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are my favorite kind of sandwich. But I didn't have time to make lunch today, so I think I'm going out for lunch.
That sounds pretty good, too. So when you were in school, did you bring a lunch or did you buy lunch in the cafeteria?
Actually, when I went to school, I lived very near my home, so I walked home every day for lunch.
Really? You could walk home for lunch? That sounds really good. I would always bring my lunch, but on Fridays, I could buy lunch at school. I was always excited about that.
Well, today we have a lunch mystery. Mystery articles are always my favorite. Something will happen, but we will need to pay attention to find the answer to the mystery today.
So let's get started. Let's go to Christina for the keywords for today.
Hello, 今天易先生要办的案子是陈老师的案子。陈老师说他每星期都会向学生收钱。She collects money every week. 收集的动词用 collect.他收的是学生的午餐费。名词 fee 就是费用。The money is a fee for students' lunches. 陈老师发现放在抽屉里的午餐费不翼而飞了。The money just disappeared. 动词消失不见就是 disappear。老师找来两名有嫌疑的学生。其中的 Sonia 说她之所以到老师的办公桌前是为了交作业。She put her homework on the desk.家庭作业就是 homework。另外一位 Anna 则说她要去参加合唱团练习，只是回教室去拿歌谱而已。Anna went to choir practice。名词 choir 就是合唱团或诗班。等一下我们就来看看一先生是怎么破案的。
Yesterday morning, the phone rang.It was my friend, Miss Chen. She is a teacher, and she had a problem. Every week, she collects money from her students. The money is a fee for school lunches. Miss Chen puts the money in an envelope and puts the envelope in her desk drawer. But yesterday, Miss Chen checked the drawer.The money was missing.
Mr. E has a friend, and yesterday morning she called him. Her name is Miss Chen.
That's right. She is a teacher and she has a problem.
Yes, she is a teacher. And no, that's not her problem. She had a different one. She told Mr. E what happened to her and what her problem is.
Every week, she collects money from her students. What does it mean to collect something?
Well, in this story, each person is giving the money to the teacher. So she is the one getting it from everyone. She is collecting it from them.
I collect money.
What? Do I need to give you money?
Well, not this time, because I collect money is today's...
Calendar phrase!
I collect money.
I collect money.
我收钱。
Why do you have that cup?
I collect money.
Why are you sitting here in the park?
I collect money.
What is your job?
I collect money.
What do you do after work?
I spend money.
Oh.
I collect money.
I collect money.
我收钱。
That was a fun calendar phrase. So let's learn about the lunch money. We know the money is for lunch.
Of course, that's right. The money is a fee for school lunches. A fee is an amount of money that you pay for something. You pay a fee for going to the pool, or you pay a fee to enter the zoo.
We learn that Miss Chen puts the money in an envelope and puts the envelope in her desk drawer.
Right, but yesterday something happened. Mrs. Chen checked the drawer. The money was missing.
Missing? That means that the money is gone. And that means someone took the money. That is not a good thing.
No, good thing Mr. E is here to solve this crime.
That's right. So Mr. E goes to see this woman. I think that he will figure it out. But we will all need to pay attention and see if we can't solve this mystery ourselves.
All right, I'm ready. Bring on the clues.
All right, friends, let's watch part two. We can look at it together.
I rushed to the school. Miss Chen was in her classroom with two students. The students looked scared. Miss Chen looked upset. One of the students was coughing. Her name was Anna. The other student was Sonia.
I'm glad you are here, Mr. E,
said Miss Chen.
These students were both near my desk before the money disappeared.
So Mr. E takes his time and slowly goes to the school when he feels like it.
What? No! He rushed to the school. We rush when there is no time and we are in a hurry. It is an emergency. We need to rush.
That's right. I was just checking to see if you knew what that word meant. When we have no time, we can say we are in a rush. Could you please hurry? I'm in a rush. I can't talk right now. I'm in a rush.
So Mr. E gets to the classroom. Miss Chen was in her classroom with two students. The students looked scared. Miss Chen looked upset.
Well, we know why Miss Chen looks upset, but I wonder why the students look scared.
Look scared. They are afraid. And I think that I know why. But first, let's visit Christina for a short lesson.
在场的两个学生看起来都很害怕的样子。The students looked scared. 因为常常有人把 scared 和 scary 用错，所以我们来说明一下。S-C-A-R-E-D, scared, 是过去分词当形容词用，感到害怕的。所以如果有人说他很害怕，就要用 scared。比如昨天晚上看了一部恐怖片，我吓死了。I was so scared. 或者Don't be scared, 不要害怕。而 scary, S-C-A-R-Y, 是用来形容某事物很恐怖。比如 ,we saw a scary movie last night. 我们昨天晚上看了一部恐怖片。或者 ,let me tell you a scary story. 我来讲个恐怖故事给你听吧。这就是 scared 和 scary 的不同用法。
Thanks, Christina. So the students look scared. They are scared because they know they are in trouble.
Yes, maybe one of them took the money.
One of the students was coughing. Her name was Anna. The other student was Sonia.
We learned that one of these students, or maybe both of them, took the money.
Yes, these students were both near Miss Chen's desk before the money disappeared.
Disappeared. When something disappears, it just goes away. You can't see it anymore. That's another way of saying that the money was there, then it was gone.
So who took the money? Was it Anna or Sonia? or both?
Well, I think Mr. E will do a good job here. Friends, you can think about that during the break. We'll be back right after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Peter, today's story made me think. Did you ever lie to your parents when you were little?
Ooh, lying. That's when you don't tell the truth. And yeah, I probably have done that a few times. It's not good. Maybe I took some candy from the kitchen and they asked where it was and I would say, oh, I don't know. But somehow parents always know when you're lying.
Even when you tell them that your little brother did it.
That's
true. They can always figure it out. Well, I think Mr. E will figure out our mystery. Let's join him now.
I looked at the students.
Why were you near Ms. Chen's desk?
I asked.
I forgot to hand in my homework,
said Sonia.
I put it there on Miss Chen's desk.
I sit near Miss Chen's desk,
said Anna.
I went to choir practice, but I forgot my music. So I came back.
I looked at the students.
You can go, Sonia,
I said.
But Anna is in trouble.
Sonia and Anna, which one is it? Who took the money? How do we know? These students were both near the desk before the money disappeared.
Well, let's take a look at this together.
Mr. E looks at them and asks them this question. Why were you near Miss Chen's desk?
Ooh, that's a good question. Sonia says she forgot to hand in her homework. We all get homework in school. This is the work we have to do for school at home, then we bring it to class the next day or later.
And when you come to class, you hand in your homework to the teacher. This is a good phrase. Let's learn more about it with Christina.
Sonia 说她忘记交作业，所以她只是把作业放在老师桌上而已。I forgot to hand in my homework. 请注意这个句子里的 hand in my homework, 它就是缴交我的作业。所以 hand 除了是名词手的意思之外，还可以当动词用，传递、交给的意思。你可以说 can you hand me the book? 你可以拿那本书给我吗？而 hand in something 就是缴交某样东西。来看例句。Remember to hand in the form. 要记得交那份表格。I will hand in my paper today. 我今天会交我的报告。
Thanks, Christina. Okay, so we know Sonia says she went to Miss Chen's desk to hand in her homework. But what about Anna? What is her story?
Anna sits near Miss Chen's desk.She went to choir practice, but she forgot her music, so she came back.
Oh, well, that's a good reason. You need your music. I sing in a choir, and I need the music to know what to sing. So I think that is a good reason. I don't think Anna did it.
You sing in a choir, Pauline. Then you are a good person to ask this question. If you have a cold or a sore throat,Should you be singing?
Oh, no, of course not. That is bad for you, and you can't really sing then.
If you are coughing, can you sing?
Oh, no, you wouldn't sing in the choir on that day.
So, remember, Anna is coughing.
She didn't go to choir today.
There's no reason to go. She doesn't need her music. She is lying.
Oh, and the mystery is solved. Mr. E did it again.
That's right. Very good job, Mr. E. Okay, now it's time to review. Friends, let's look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Collect. Collect. I will collect the papers.
Fee. Fee. I need to pay the fee.
Disappear. Disappear. The cake just disappeared.
Homework. Homework. I have a lot of homework tonight.
Choir. Choir. The choir sang at the concert. Okay, friends, those are your keywords for today. Keep on practicing. You're doing great. Now let's watch our story one more time together.
Yesterday morning, the phone rang. It was my friend, Miss Chen. She is a teacher, and she had a problem. Every week, she collects money from her students. The money is a fee for school lunches. Miss Chen puts the money in an envelope and puts the envelope in her desk drawer. But yesterday, Miss Chen checked the drawer. The money was missing. I rushed to the school. Miss Chen was in her classroom with two students. The students looked scared. Miss Chen looked upset. One of the students was coughing. Her name was Anna. The other student was Sonia.
I'm glad you are here, Mr. E,
said Miss Chen.
These students were both near my desk before the money disappeared.
I looked at the students.
Why were you near Ms. Chen's desk?
I asked.
I forgot to hand in my homework,
said Sonia.
I put it there on Ms. Chen's desk.
I sit near Ms. Chen's desk,
said Anna.
I went to choir practice, but I forgot my music. So I came back.
I looked at the students.
You can go, Sonia,
I said.
But Anna is in trouble.
Mommy, please!
What are you doing?
I'm collecting money.
What for?
I'm collecting fees for lunches.
Okay, I'll give $3.
That won't buy many lunches.
Okay, I'll give $5.
Okay, but you should give more.
Okay, I'll give $10.
Yay, $10!
Wait, who are these lunches for?
The lunches are for the hungry.
The hungry?
Yes, the hungry. The hungry monkey.
Named Ginger?
Yes. Yeah?
No way. Mm-mm. Buy your own bananas.
But James...
Hello, everyone. I'm Alex from LTE TV. I know you were expecting to see Super Sentence Man, so I'm sorry for interrupting your show. But we have terrible news. Super Sentence Man has been caught in a house fire on First Avenue. He is in danger. I'm on my way there right now. One of the houses was burning, and so the firefighters...
That was a super sentence!
Super Sentence Man? Huh? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks to this brave firefighter, Frida.
Frida Smith, I'm just doing my job.
Oh, I'm so glad you're okay!
And I'm so glad that you said a super sentence!
I did?
You did! The super sentence is one of the something was... You said one of the houses was burning.
You're right! I did! One of the houses was burning.
And one of the firefighters was running inside to save people. That firefighter was Frida Smith.
Well, that's because I saw that one of the people here was running inside the house.
And that person was Super Sentence Man. Wait, why were you running into the house, Super Sentence Man? It's not your house on fire, is it?
No, not me. But I was walking by, I saw the house on fire, and it looked like one of the windows was moving.
A window was moving?
So I looked closer and realized that it was a cat.
So Super Sentence Man saved the cat!
And Freda Smith saved Super Sentence Man.
That's right. And Alex, he didn't save anyone.
Oh.
I'm just playing. He did say a super sentence, though. Why don't you say this with me?
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
I'm glad everyone is safe. This is Alex from LTE TV. See you next time.
Well, friends, we've solved another mystery. I wonder what's going to happen to Anna.
Yeah, I'm not happy with her that she lied, but of course, this is a small thing. This is a good time to learn that it's no good to steal and no good to lie.
Exactly. I hope she does learn and that she doesn't get in too much trouble, but enough trouble not to ever do it again.
Right, and I hope our friends learn that as well. Friends, we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.